migrant workers, many of them Latino, work hard to get us the food we eat. Think about one very particular kind of food now, the date. It's sweet, easy to eat, but when it comes to harvesting a date, there's a lot that needs to be considered when it comes to worker safety. Just one example, summer temperatures can top 120 degrees. Reporter Lisa Morehouse now has more on Los Palmeros, the date palm workers.
Palm trees are a familiar sight in Southern California. Among the palms in the desert, none is more valuable than the date palm.
It's easy to get a little overwhelmed by date palm trees in the eastern Coachella Valley. They're everywhere, filling over 6,000 acres, and they rise 30, 50, even 70 feet. Dates arrived here around 1900 when the USDA sent agricultural explorers to Algeria, Iraq, and Egypt. They returned with date palm shoots and found the Coachella Valley climate perfect. Soon, farmers and business leaders decided consumers might find the Middle Eastern connection romantic. Theaters adopted Arabian themes. The town of Indio built a fairground with turrets and the old Baghdad stage. And towns were named Mecca, Thermal, and Oasis. One vestige of the agritourism is Oasis Date Garden near the town of Thermal. It sits like a mirage in the middle of 200 acres of palms. It's a working orchard and packing facility, but also a museum and cafe where visitors come for the valley's famous date shakes.
One date shake? Thank you.
All the medjools can be traced back to a single oasis in Morocco.
About 10 miles away from Oasis Date Garden, Doug Adair runs a small organic farm called Pato's Dream Dates.
And now it's one of the main crops. It's not my favorite, but for most people that like a really sweet dessert date, that's the Mercedes-Benz of the date family.
As he walks me through his date garden, Adair explains this isn't seasonal work. Fall is harvest time, but dates require year-round attention. The work cycle begins in January or February. First, the palmeros, or palm workers, have to make the trees safe to work in. They trim the crowns, ridding them of spines with huge thorns, which can impale shoes and flesh.
There's a story that God created the date palm in the Garden of Eden to benefit humanity, and then the devil came along and added the spines to show that he was going to punish the humans for indulging in this amazing fruit.
Workers collect pollen from male date palms and keep their eyes on the brown sheaths that look like tongues on the crests of female palms. These sheaths cover the date flowers.
And then as the flower matures, the sheath splits open. And so you can see the little yellow beads on the strands, on the hilos.
From afar, the flowers look like ears of corn. Up close, like strings of yellow pearls. Now they're ready to pollinate.
There may be thorns here. Let's walk around this way.
We walk to where Adair's land meets his neighbors. Adair came to the Eastern Coachella Valley in the 70s when he was working for the United Farm Workers Union. When he bought a house with nine palms, he partnered with a palmero friend to learn to farm dates, and they split the harvest earnings.
Este es el hilo. Hilo para amarrar la flor. Este. Este es un mandil. Este es un cuchillo. Este y la punta.
That friend is now his neighbor and fellow date farmer, Francisco Pan y Agua. He's prepping his gear before climbing a ladder into the branches of a small palm to pollinate flowers.
When he goes up there, we'll cut that sheath away and then put the male pollen on the female flower.
Es el polen.
There are about 15 flowers on a palm, and Pan y Agua says he can do this task. Expose the flower, tie it, pollinate, plus do a little thinning along the way, in about 12 minutes per palm. Palmeros are considered an elite among farm workers, highly skilled, well-respected, and better paid.
La palma gana uno más que en cualquier otro empleo.
The average palmero makes about $25,000 to $30,000 a year. It's a well-paying job.
5 a 30,000 por año. Está bien pagado.
But one that comes at a cost.
Hay mucho peligro en la palma. Primero en la escalera.
Palm tree work is very dangerous. First, one must learn how to maneuver the ladder. It's very heavy, about 120 pounds. We have to carry it around. Then there are extremely sharp knives and machetes, countless things to be wary of.
He knows this from a very scary personal experience he had years ago.
One time I fell off the palm tree from about 35 feet high. I was up there trimming the thorns and, well, I fell feet first. I hurt my back, Pato remembers. I had to have surgery and was in the hospital for about 4 months.
Y como unos 4 meses en el hospital. Pero algunos sí nos hemos lastimado en el trabajo.
There are stories of palmeros losing control of cumbersome ladders, suffocating under heavy, decaying palm fronds, even dying falling from trees. Emmanuel Benitez, who works with California Rural Legal Assistance, believes the way workers are paid adds to the danger.
The workers work by piece rate. They are paid a certain price for each tree you do. So the more trees you do, the more money you're going to make.
And it's commonly thought palmeros work faster if they don't wear safety harnesses. When Benitez came to the valley in 1999, he was shocked to see palmeros working in 70-foot-tall trees without protection from falls. There weren't specific safety regulations for palmeros then. But Cal/OSHA formed a committee with date growers and advocates like Benitez and drafted safety codes, which went into effect in 2003. Now, along with other regulations, palmeros must wear safety harnesses, and the ladders they climb, which are permanently affixed to the palms, must meet certain specifications. Benitez says he rarely sees employers in violation of the regulations now. Despite these protections, Francisco Pan y Agua is clear about the qualities someone still needs to be a palmero.
Valor. Mucho valor.
Courage.
Y mucha energía.
A lot of energy, especially in the summer because it's very hot. 110, 120, 122, 123 degrees. A lot of courage and a lot of strength is needed to work with palm trees.
For Latino USA, I'm Lisa Morehouse in the Eastern Coachella Valley.